Babe, sometimes when I find you sitting and you want to be alone, I can tell you're in a lot of pain. I know I married a rugged, hardworking man, but I want to help you. Yeah, I know, I know. You always say things like, it's fine, there's no problem, everything's okay. But you can't hide it from me, babe. I know you wanted to start a fresh life with me, and things are great. But you don't ever talk about your past. You can fool the rest of the world, but I can see the weariness in your face. Please don't get mad, but I found out about everything that happened from some of your high school classmates. Baby, let me help you. Look, I know right now you're saying it's nothing, but at least let me help you relax a little. Let me rub your shoulders like this. So hard, baby, and your shoulders are so tense. I take off your shirt while you sit in your chair. You can feel my thumb gently pressing into your shoulders from behind. I'm rubbing them in slow circles, driving out all the tension. You feel a slight chill run across your upper back and feel a little relieved. Your neck loosens a bit. Your head dips slightly. I work my soft fingers out and over your shoulders and upper back. How's that feel, babe? You feel me press and rub firmly around your shoulder blades, and your upper body shudders, and more tension is released. Your back starts to feel a bit warm. Your eyes feel less strained, and your neck relaxes even more under the warmth. You drop your head down as I now lightly trace my soft fingertips slowly down your back and up to the sensitive tiny hairs on your neck. Let me help you. My soft hand leads you with the gentlest grip to the couch. You already feel your back warm and loose as we walk over. I sit down on one end and guide you to lay down on the couch with your head on my lap. Facing me, you can feel the heat from my thighs through my thin cotton sundress. I rest one hand on your shoulder and gently play with the top of your head. Your body relaxes. My fingertips gently trace along your arm while the other hand plays with your hair in slower and deeper strokes. I move your arm down over your chest and stomach and trace your side, ending at your hip bone. I trace slowly over your hip, and you feel your body shudder again with the release of warm breath. I giggle as your body jerks and continue my fingertips over your stomach and chest, lightly grazing your nipple with my fingernail until I reach your hair. Now you feel the fingertips and fingernails slowly massaging your scalp. At first, from the top, as your scalp gently glides across your skull, you feel the fingers work their way to the back of your head. I spread my legs open ever so slightly, and I gently reposition your head, bringing it closer to my torso and pushing it gently into my crotch. You can feel the warmth from my body as your breathing naturally slows down when you close your eyes. You feel my fingertips on each side of your head massaging, moving forward, stopping behind your ears before continuing to your temples. You feel my fingertips gently tugging on the skin on the side of your forehead in a slow circular motion. You begin to feel a looseness in your head. After a while, you feel me slowly trace a hand down the back of your head and down your neck. Your body shudders, and a jolt of electricity runs down your back. My hand continues down the side of your back and slowly circles around your hip to rest on your chest. At the same time, you bring my legs closer together, pushing my soft thighs against your face. Your breathing is slow and deep. Your face feels much lighter, and you open your eyes. You look up and see me smiling down at you. It's the same loving smile and soft eyes as always, but this time you feel different. You can't describe it. You feel a glow and intense warmth looking up at me, lovely, lovingly smiling down at you. Your body slackens. The smile, your wife's same smile, now feels like a watchful, guarding gaze that you can only remember in a past life. I whisper, "Come on, baby," and you follow me to the bedroom. I sit you on the edge of the bed without any hesitation, thought, or question in your mind. I kneel down and remove your socks, pants, and boxers. Then I gently lay you down and remove my sundress and panties and pull a thick quilt around us. Your eyes feel heavy. Your body feels relaxed, warm, and tingly. I lay down next to you and you feel my fingernails come gently across your chest. Nobody should have to go through what you have. You feel my hand gently lifting your head. You lift your head further, and I steadily drive it between my soft, round breast. You feel so warm, relaxed, that without thinking, you nuzzle deeper between my soft, creamy, supple breast. You slowly move your head left and right, up and down, sensitive to each tiny graze. You crave to burrow in deeper and deeper until you're lost. Your hands are at your sides, your eyes are closed, and your face yearns to be swallowed completely by my breast. So soft, so full, and so round. You don't remember what led you to this place. You can't remember being here before. These objects of sexual gratification have been transformed. Your wife's big, squeezable, juicy tits, now ample, comforting, nurturing breast. After a while, your breathing deepens and slows further. Your head begins to rest comfortably on my breast, and you can hear the beating of my heart. My baby. Your body softens. And I put your arm over my body. Without realizing it, your breathing has matched mine. You tuck your knees in slightly. Your body begins to go soft. There is no tightness. Your mind starts to slow down. Your thoughts have disappeared, and you don't sense the world outside you. You're firmly lost in a world of emptiness, with your head resting on my soft, round breast. I gently pull the comforter in tighter around us from all sides. You don't realize exactly what that is, but the feeling, the sensation, brings you to draw your knees closer to your body. The world, the universe, no longer exists. Tomorrow, you'll go out. I gently slide my body from underneath your head so that it is now resting partially on the side of one breast in my arm. Your knees are still tucked in, arm draped over my waist, breathing at the same pace. I gently tilt your head up, take my other breast, and guide the supple nipple into your mouth. Your mouth begins to suck on my soft, round breast. Immediately, and without conscious action, your arm that was draped over my waist moves to hold the breast from the side while you suck it, oblivious to everything else in the world. Your body is curled up, wrapped tightly between your loving wife and the blankets for the entire night. The tired, weary face has been replaced with a peaceful mind and tranquil heart.